Good morning, and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Captain Bobby Parker, the commanding officer of the Salvation Army in Tyler. Good morning, Captain Bobby. Great to have you with us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus, and In Focus is uploaded to our website early in the morning, the day after the show airs. The Salvation Army, gosh, you've been around what seems like forever and have had a long presence in Tyler and in East Texas in general, also a Salvation Army office in Longview. The one in Tyler is the one we're focusing on today, though. And I can't remember how many times the Salvation Army's been represented on this show. So welcome back. It's been a while, and you're kind of new in the community. Tell us a little bit about you, and I believe you and your wife pretty much run the show in Tyler. You came here in June, and from where?
We were most recently coming from Lubbock, Texas. So we went from extreme West Texas to extreme East Texas, but we're loving it here, coming up on a year in Tyler, and just loving the community.
Mm-hmm. And how far back do you go with the Salvation Army?
Well, actually, both my wife and I go back five generations in the Salvation Army.
Wow.
And my wife's family all came from South Africa. She became a citizen about a couple years ago, and so most of her immediate family, she has her immediate family lives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but the rest of her extended family is still in South Africa, but all very much involved in the Salvation Army.
And over the past 10 months or so, just really a good experience for the two of you here in Tyler working with the Salvation Army and the agencies that you partner with?
Absolutely. I think there's just something special about East Texas. We have a great community here, very generous, very giving, and there are a lot of great organizations, you know, as you featured even on this show, that just are doing outstanding work, and we're excited to be here amongst them and to work with them to try to do good in Tyler.
Captain Bobby, by the way, fessed up earlier. He told me that he is a regular listener of In Focus, and
yes,
we're proud of that. Okay, let's talk about the Salvation Army. So many people know about you. You've been around so long, but still there's this huge group of people that you come out during the Christmas season every year, and you ring the bells, and you have the kettles, and honestly, that's all a lot of people know about you. So let's get everybody filled in. A little bit of history, your mission statement, basically, and maybe a couple of paragraphs, who you are, what you do, and why you do it.
Yeah. Well, I often like to tell people that the Salvation Army is the largest army in the world. As of this morning, we're in 128 countries around the world and doing a lot of different things in those communities. We started in 1865 by William Booth, who was a Methodist minister, and he was hitting the streets of East End of London and converting people and getting them saved. And he was finding that he was sending them to these really nice Victorian churches, and they weren't really being welcomed there. Those people just didn't really like having people coming in off the streets into their churches, and so he saw a need to establish kind of a church that would cater specifically to people who were, you know, coming directly from, you know, the slums of East London and just trying to find a place for them. And that's really how the Salvation Army was started. He started seeing the needs that they had. They needed food, they needed shelter, they needed, you know, medical care. And that really is how the Salvation Army started and how social services in the Salvation Army started. And, you know, we're doing it all these many years later.
Okay, and he came to the United States later in the 19th century, about 1888 or 1889, I believe. And I think
right.
The first stop was actually Dallas, not too far down the road from here.
Yeah, it was one of the first stops. The Salvation Army in America was actually started by a teenage girl, and she had seen the work of the Salvation Army in England and wanted to actually be the one to start the work in the United States, and she came over on a boat, and I think they docked in New York City, and they called themselves the Hallelujah Lassies, and there was about five or six of them, and they just did, you know, we exist today in the United States because of a few teenage girls.
Wow, how about that? And its presence in East Texas, I know, goes back a long way. I want to say the Salvation Army in Tyler, maybe as far back as, this is an educated guess, about maybe 1920 or thereabouts, I think.
I think that's accurate. And an interesting fact as well, my grandparents were actually stationed. They were Salvation Army officers, but they were stationed in Tyler back in the early 80s. So had an interesting time talking to my grandfather and just hearing some stories. And, you know, it's a unique thing that you can share that kind of story with your own grandfather, talking about serving and, you know, doing a job in the same place. And so having some similar stories to share about that were very interesting.
You bet. I'm sure they were. And an international movement, according to your mission statement, an evangelical part of the Universal Christian Church, message based on the Bible. And on that note, I'll refer folks to the website, SalvationArmyTyler.org is the website. Lots of information on there, and you can connect directly to the Tyler page and also learn about what the Salvation Army is doing all around the world. 633 North Broadway Avenue is the address.
Yes, sir.
As you're heading north on Broadway, you're getting close to Gentry Parkway, and there you are. And number is 903-592-4361. If you want to make contact other ways, just go to that website. There's a Contact Us page, and it's easy to take everything from there. Just maybe a quick rundown. I know you have some special events you want to talk about today as we visit with Captain Bobby Parker, commanding officer of the Salvation Army in Tyler on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Maybe just kind of a general rundown of the things that you do on a day-in, day-out basis in the Tyler office of the Salvation Army.
Yeah, we provide services to those who need help. I think in our mission statement, one of the things that it talks about is meeting human needs. And that's certainly one of the things that occupies a lot of our time. My office, kind of the window in my office faces the street, and I can see the lobby and the main entrance to our social services area. And you see people starting to line up around 8 o'clock in the morning with a variety of all different types of needs and concerns. And we just have an incredible opportunity to be able to minister and to reach those people and whatever the needs are. And so we're providing housing for people, providing food through our feeding program. Also our food pantry, people coming that need help with getting groceries, senior food boxes, we coordinate a program for that. We help with rent assistance, utility assistance, even prescription medication for those who don't have access to that, and just really a whole myriad of things. And we have a recovery program, which has about 20 to 30 people in that program as well, where people who are struggling with alcohol or drug addiction, it's actually an in-house program. We have a lot of success with that. And then our shelter, of course, which houses almost 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
And that really does keep us busy. And as of this morning, every morning I check in and I have a roster, and it shows how many people are in the shelter, how many checked in the previous night. And you know, one of the things that we often overlook when we talk about homelessness is children are involved in that as well. And,
yeah,
you know, even as of this morning, we had 16 children that were staying in our homeless shelter and 7 families. And so oftentimes people kind of have in their mind this image of what it means to be homeless and what a homeless person looks like, but they don't. Oftentimes they don't really consider that a lot of times there's families, and with those families there's children. And, you know, they're going to schools here in Tyler, they're in Tyler ISD, even this past week, my wife was walking down the hallway. We were walking down going to a school event, and one of the children called out, Mrs. Parker, Mrs. Parker. And, you know, here was a child who we had been working with in the shelter a few days earlier. And so a lot of times we don't really even think about that children are homeless as well.
Mm-hmm. Very important piece of the puzzle, and homelessness is a whole other issue. We've talked about this on past shows. It's not what people will necessarily think it is. And of course, we've had Highway 80 and Gateway to Hope on the air. East Texas Human Needs Network, Christina Folsom talking to us about this. And it's good to have you repeat and just kind of reemphasize some of this information, because it's a problem that is not going away. But fortunately, there are agencies like yours in the community that are dealing with it. Right. Want to get into some of this in more detail later in the show. But right now, some of the things that you're doing that are really special coming up. Again, your public face is pretty much during the Christmas season when you have the bell ringers and the kettles, and also the angel tree. That's gotten to be something that people have really responded to around Christmas time. But we're going to start off this part of the show talking about National Salvation Army Week. That is May 14th through 18th this year. Mark your calendars. Tell us what's coming up in Tyler.
Yeah, we're going to try to just have a good time that week, and to try to do as many things as we can to just let the public know who we are, what we do, and how they can get involved. We have some exciting things planned. We're going to be doing giving away free hot dogs, I think, on the square one day, and We're going to be doing we have a local artist who's going to be doing a painting demonstration for the residents in our shelter one evening, and we think that'll be a lot of fun. And we're just going to do a lot of different things to raise awareness, try to get some usually have a proclamation by the city declaring it National Salvation Army Week. So just whatever we can do to try to raise some awareness and generate some buzz and excitement about National Salvation Army Week is what we do during that week.
Okay, and you mentioned the square. Are there going to be other locations, or is it basically going to be on the square? Anything going on at the actual Salvation Army campus?
Yeah, I mean, during that week, we'll have information available. We'll be doing tours and inviting people to come by and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. So it'll definitely be a week to, if you are, you know, don't know a whole lot about what the Salvation Army does, or you've never been to our facility, that'll definitely be a week where we'll be ready to take you on a tour and to show you and find ways to get you plugged in.
Okay, 633 North Broadway Avenue is the address, and it's just north of the underpass on Broadway as you're heading north from downtown. The cross street right there on your north end, I think, is Bow Street, if that helps
Correct.
Anybody. 633 North Broadway, 903-592-4361, and the website salvationarmytyler.org. So much information on there that'll be real helpful if you want to learn more about the Salvation Army and maybe even get involved, be a volunteer, and tell you how you can donate. We'll talk a little bit about that later on in the show as we visit this morning with Captain Bobby Parker, commanding officer of the Salvation Army in Tyler. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. Okay, that pretty much covers National Salvation Army Week. Here's something new and different that you're trying this year. First time ever, July 13th through 15th, it is Hoops for Hope. If you're a basketball player or a basketball fan and you want to help a good cause, this one's for you. Tell us what's going to be going on during Hoops for Hope.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited about that. It's going to be a 3-on-3 tournament, and we'll have several courts available for that. And we have brackets starting in age 13 and going all the way to 35 and up for 3-on-3 teams. And that's both men and women. So if you have a group of guys or a group of ladies that you like to play basketball with, or if you're involved in a junior high or middle school or high school basketball team and you're a coach, there's definitely lots of opportunities to get involved. It all goes to a great cause, and there's even cash prizes. So we're really hopeful that this will be kind of a new way to engage some people into doing some things with us that haven't done anything with us in the past, and to generate some income that goes to help support all those programs, which we've already talked about this morning.
Okay, you're going to have 12 courts, two locations, All Saints Episcopal, which is on the west side, just off the West Loop in Tyler, of course, and right. Then in the big gym on the Salvation Army campus, the building on Spring Street. Those are going to be the two locations. $125 for team registration, I believe you told me.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and there's a cash prize for the bracket win, $500 cash prize for the bracket winners, so quite an incentive right there. Men and women, you mentioned that. Four divisions, I think, junior high or middle school, and then high school, which would be like 16 through 19, and then 20 to 34, and then 35 plus. So there's a spot for anybody and everybody who likes to throw the ball through the hoop, or maybe do a little bit of slam dunking, or razzle-dazzle, anything like that.
Absolutely.
You're looking to raise about, no official goal, but you're hoping personally to raise, what, about $10,000?
I think that's an attainable and a reasonable goal, and that would do a lot of good in the community. That money would go directly to the people that need it the most. So.
Mm-hmm. And even though you had a very successful Christmas season this past year, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, you can never really do enough, and this is just something that you've come up with as a way of bringing in what could be, you never know, could be some critical extra money for the Salvation Army. So hopefully you'll hit that $10,000 goal, maybe even do better than that. We shall see. And you are still in need of players, sponsors, and volunteers. Any player can sign up.
Absolutely.
I guess any player with a team. And is there any kind of a deadline that you know of right now or that you've set for registration? It's not until July, so we have a ways to go, but things like this can kind of sneak up on you sometimes.
Yeah, there's still plenty of time, and I think there's an official deadline listed on our website for the event, but there's definitely time if people want to get registered to go ahead and do that.
Okay, what about sponsors? Tell us what kind of sponsors you're looking for. Just anybody who wants to be a sponsor? Any levels of sponsorship or anything you can talk about in that regard? Don't have to go into a lot of detail if you don't want to. And, of course, people can always call. But anything people need to know about being a sponsor?
Well, yeah, there are several different opportunities to be a sponsor at multiple different levels. So the best thing that people could do would be able to go to our event website at Salvation Army Tyler. /hoops, and it lists all the different sponsorship levels that there are. I believe the lowest one is at $250, and then mm-hmm. they have ones higher and higher depending on the level of sponsorship that you want to be involved with.
Okay, what about volunteers? What kind of things are volunteers going to be doing? I kind of mentioned them, kind of imagine them, I should say, dashing to and fro, doing all kinds of stuff. Are there any particular work details volunteers will be responsible for?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things. We have a lot of volunteer opportunities with refereeing and individual games. We do have, you know, officials that will be kind of heading all that up, but we do need spotters and people to be at each individual game to make sure that everything goes smooth. And there's a lot of other things that are going on in terms of like concessions and parking and just general kind of activities that are going on where they'll need as many hands as possible. But again, all that can be found on our website where people can sign up and find out which volunteer opportunities are available.
Okay, again, this is Hoops for Hope, benefiting the Salvation Army in Tyler, July 13th through 15th of this year. I think maybe you told me earlier there are three different locations, but we have two. We have All Saints Episcopal School and the Salvation Army. Is it just those two, or do you have two different locations?
Yes, I believe those are the two.
All right, so if we kind of led anybody down the wrong path on that, we apologize. Two different locations, 12 courts, All Saints Episcopal School and the Salvation Army campus in downtown Tyler. Hoops for Hope, July 13th through 15th of this year. Goal is somewhere in the $10,000 range. If you're a basketball person and you want to help a good cause, namely the Salvation Army, this one's for you. And get more information at salvationarmytyler.org/hoops. It's all right there on the website. Again, visiting with Captain Bobby Parker, commanding officer of the Salvation Army in Tyler. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And one of the things we also wanted to spotlight today, food pantry needs. You do have a food pantry that serves many families in the area, always in need of donations to continue this great service. Tell us a little bit about the food pantry and how people can help out there.
Yeah, we have a food pantry. When people are coming to us and they need assistance with groceries for whatever reason, we're able to take them into our food pantry and load them up with groceries right there, then and there on spot. And so one of the things that we desperately need is for canned goods and non-perishable items to be, you know, you can just bring those over to us at any time and we'll use those and put those directly onto the shelves in our food pantry. And oftentimes they don't stay there very long. You know, as soon as they're donated, they're going out the next day or even sometimes the day of, because there's such a high demand for those items. So it's desperate, something we desperately need as much help as we can with keeping that stocked.
Okay, don't forget the food pantry when you're thinking about the Salvation Army. Very important. You say they can come by any time, and let's kind of clarify that. I know that there are people that are literally coming in off the street at all hours of the day, but if somebody wants to drop off some food or just come and visit, learn a little bit more about the Salvation Army, do you have anything in the way of more formal office hours when you encourage people to come by?
Yeah, I mean, if for those type of things, our offices are open general office hours. So anytime between 8 and 5, there's going to be somebody there in our main office. And then our shelter, there's always somebody in our shelter office.
Okay. Moving into some more specifics about what you're doing on a day-in, day-out basis. Now, you do have worship services Wednesday and Sunday. I guess just kind of the same times that most churches would have worship services.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we have we have Sunday school at 9:30 and our church service starts at 11. So, you know, one of the things that people oftentimes don't realize is that the Salvation Army is a church as well. So,
sure.
Yeah, we have church services and Sunday school and all those type of events as well. And Wednesday night Bible study, which is a really fun time for us. And a lot of good opportunities for people to come check that out as well.
Okay. And a good time to mention, if you're visiting the Salvation Army campus, it's kind of spread over maybe a couple of square blocks. You have the main office right there at 633 North Broadway, and the thrift store, which is very nearby. And then across the street, a little bit further east, you're going to have the big gym, which also serves as a disaster shelter. People coming north from things like Hurricane Harvey have used that in the past, and it'll certainly be available in the future for any types of disasters that you have, just to kind of get people familiar with the general campus. But the main office right there at 633 North Broadway, just almost to the Bow Street intersection. Right. Have an after-school program, K through 5. How's everything going with that?
It's going well. We have about 30 or 40 kids currently involved in that program, and that's getting ready to wrap up. You know, the school year is getting ready to end, and so we're looking at definitely some ways that to keep some things going for those kids during the summer. Lots of great opportunities out there in Tyler for summer camps and things like that. And the Salvation Army has, we have our own residential camp in Midlothian, which we're able to send kids from the community to for a week here or a week there during the summer. So we're definitely going to be having more information as the summer gets closer and closer to be able to get some kids registered to be able to attend this really great summer camp that the Salvation Army provides.
Mm-hmm. You talked earlier about the shelter and about the ongoing issue of homelessness, men, women, and families. And you've got, I think, did you say about 200 people in the shelter right now?
Well, our capacity is 200. I think we're about 150 or so right now currently. So not quite at capacity, but really close. And, you know, 16, I think, of those as of this morning were children out of seven families.
Mm-hmm. Any rules, regulations, guidelines that people have to know and be aware of and follow if they're going to be taken into your shelter?
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, just like anywhere else, there are certain regulations and things that we have to follow. And, you know, just making sure when you have that many families and that many children, there's certain screenings and things that you have to do to make sure that you're not putting anybody in danger with who's staying in your shelter. And we never turn anybody away. If there's somebody that needs shelter and we can't necessarily help them in our facility, we have really good working relationships with some of those agencies that you've mentioned, even on top of the of this show, that can be that we work really closely with to be able to make sure that somebody has somewhere to go that can serve them.
Okay. Talking about the holiday season, just kind of looking back a few months, you had a really successful kettle drive this year, and you were struggling for a while. This was before you and your wife came to Tyler, but I think there might have been three or four, I'm not sure exactly, but maybe 3 or 4 years where you didn't quite meet your goal during the Christmas season. Right. This past year, bingo. I believe you made it and even surpassed it. Somewhat belated congratulations on that. And what do you attribute that to? I know you have a really, and you mentioned this earlier in the show, a really good feeling about the giving spirit of East Texas. You think there was anything in particular that really made it take hold this year and break that string of maybe not quite getting as much money brought in as you wanted to?
Again, I do attribute a lot of that to just the you know, the giving, generous nature of the community. You know, we did have a kettle that was stolen this year.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think the video made national news of somebody running out and grabbing the whole kettle stand and bucket and out of a Walmart and just taking off with it. And we did get a lot of support after that. And so I think that played a pretty large role in people seeing that, and we had a lot of people that just stopped by for about a week or so after that, dropping off checks, dropping off, you know, several hundred dollar bills at a time, saying they saw the kettle was stolen and wanted to. So I think we ended up making a lot more than we lost that day just based on people's generosity and seeing that story and wanting to help out. So I think that might have been what pushed us over the edge.
A classic case, I would think, of making lemonade out of a lemon.
Absolutely.
And you also want to take an opportunity here, I believe, to tip your hat to your good staff, your good team, the people that you count on, paid staff and volunteers,
right,
who just really got after it and really made sure that everything was working right.
Right, absolutely. That's the case across the board. We have incredible staff. We have incredible volunteers. Every program that we've talked about today wouldn't be able to take place if we didn't have volunteers and staff in place that do it. And so we're just so thankful for the community. Our ability to support the community really relies on the community's willingness to support us. And so we'll keep working hard and raising money and giving services to the community. And we're just super thankful for all that they do to enable us to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. And your Angel Tree program, Christmas gifts for kids who can't afford, whose families can't afford to get them nice Christmas presents. That's something you do every year. And if I remember correctly, that went real well this past year too.
It did. That's program's been going on since the early 70s. And it enables us to give new toys to, you know, almost 3,000 children in Tyler. And the cool thing about that program is the parents, when the parents come and register for the program, they're able to actually list, you know, very specific things that are mm-hmm. on the child's wish list. So, you know, a family that might be struggling, you know, it kind of helps that child not to have to suffer during the Christmas season, because when they wake up on Christmas morning, they're getting not just a bunch of random toys, but they're getting exactly what they wanted, you know, for Christmas. And so uh-huh. it kind of helps keep that magic of Christmas alive, even though the family might be going through a difficult time.
Yeah, and that's what you do. You work with people who are going through a difficult time and
yes, sir.
Been doing it for so long, and you do it so well. You have grocery assistance, clothing vouchers, referrals to other agencies you mentioned a minute ago, an in-house rehab program we talked about earlier. By the way, talking to Captain Bobby Parker of the Salvation Army in Tyler, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Want to get everybody up to speed on your soup kitchen. That is now open to the public at 4:30 p.m. daily, and you serve until about 6 p.m. And I remember some time ago you began charging a token amount for the meals. That wasn't going over too well, so it's all free again now, right?
Yeah, we don't charge for any service that we provide, so it's all free to the community. And again, it's one of those things, we just rely heavily on the community. So the community's been really supportive of that and of us, and so we're happy to be able to provide all the services that we do for no charge.
Showers open to the public twice daily. That can come in handy for a lot of folks. As we get down close to the end of the show, I'm just kind of running through some of these quickly. You have senior citizen residences. The ones on Golden Road have been going for a few years now. I guess they're kind of the ones that are the newest and that have gotten the most attention in the past few years. And as it happens, I know someone who lives in one of those residences, and she's real happy there. So that's another thing that I'm sure you're real proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, some housing for seniors. You know, I think it's a great facility, and we're able to do some programming in those facilities as well.
All righty.
Wonderful residence.
Okay, there's also a thrift store, and that's right there on your campus. Let's talk a little bit here about the Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary. They have their own Facebook page. I guess that's accessible on your website.
It is.
They kind of
yeah.
do their own thing, but it's all for the benefit of the Salvation Army.
Absolutely. They do so many things for us. They're every single day, they're working at their buildings there on our campus, sorting clothes and getting ready for the various sales that they do. That's the primary way that they raise money. They have a few events, and then they have several sales throughout the year which generate income, which they put right into our programs and services that we provide here in Tyler.
Mm-hmm. And the word always gets out about what the Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary is up to. Check our KTBB.com calendar of events. Sometimes there will be news features on the radio, just and the Facebook page. The word is always going to get out. So just check that Facebook page, check the radio station to find out what's going on with the Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary. You can donate, and you do encourage donations. That's a lot of what we've talked about today.
Yes, sir.
You don't have you can be involved with the Hoops for Hope, which we'll review quickly in just a moment here, but you can donate any old time. You can donate online. You can write a check. Donate by phone. This is all on the website, salvationarmy.org/Tyler. I'll even give out the number, 1-800-SALARMY, if you want to donate by phone. And the volunteer opportunities, talked a little bit about this when we were discussing Hoops for Hope, but volunteer opportunities never go away. And I guess you're just really looking for all kinds of help, just any old time.
Yeah, I mean, we have so many different events throughout the year where we're always trying to get volunteers. You know, there are volunteer opportunities for people who want to serve in the soup kitchen, experience what that's like, and just really throughout the year. Our primary volunteer opportunities are, like you mentioned before, during the Christmas season.
Yeah.
And really, you know, it's an incredible experience for volunteers and families. You know, people who are able to get out there and volunteer, it just a lot of times becomes a family tradition, becomes just as meaningful for the families volunteering.
Mm-hmm. And we're just about ready to wrap up the show. I want to draw attention quickly again to the importance of helping out the food pantry. National Salvation Army Week, May 14th through 18th, and the big Hoops for Hope basketball tournament coming up in July. You can get more information on those from the website salvationarmytyler.org or by calling 903-592-4361. Captain Bobby Parker of the Salvation Army in Tyler, it's been a pleasure to visit with you this morning. Thanks for sharing so much about who you are and what you do and the good you do.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Captain Bobby Parker, Salvation Army in Tyler, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Thanks for joining us. See you again next week on In Focus.
Your only local news radio. This is KTBB Tyler, KTBB FM Troop Tyler Longview, and KTBB.com.